Compared to lose weight, staying the same weight sounds like it should be easy. In fact, maintaining your progress might be even harder than dropping those weight in the first place. See, that is true even if you don't crash diet. See, that is because what makes you good at losing weight doesn't necessarily make you good at keeping it off. Reaching your weight loss goals means you have mastered a set of skills. That's right, skills. Essentially, you have built a better health with consistent practices and experience. See, for example, you have likely learned how to, number one, maintain your boundaries and avoid foods and situations that don't align your goals. Number two, create new nutrition, exercise and or lifestyle habits, right? Number three, you could be stay with discomfort of doing things differently. Number four, consistently stick to your plan, whether it's a restrictive or super flexible or somewhere in the middle. Congratulations. But once you have reached your goal, the game changes. So you may feel like you don't know how to maintain your new progress. Maybe you don't know how to live your life without being on a diet. You may feel afraid that you have to follow a rigid meal plan, track every morsel of food, weigh yourself every day and constantly worried about your weight for ever and ever and ever. Ooh, why bother? See, the good news is weight maintenance is a different game than weight loss, and you can learn to play the new game just like you learn anything else. Okay, weight maintenance means adjusting your mindset and your hard-earned skills accordingly, right? See, ever rewrite your resume for a new job? See, your skills don't actually change, right? But how you express those skills does, right? And of course, once you start, there is a learning curve, right? No matter how experienced you are, it's the same when you enter a new phase of weight control. But by adjusting your skills and then practicing them, you will be up to speed in no time. Okay, let us look into two ways to evolve your skills for weight maintenance. Number one, shift from a place of no to sometimes yes. Saying no to every unplanned treat, sure, you can do it for a short period of time. In the long term, though, saying no too often feeds into something we refer to as the challenge cycle or yo-yo dieting. Okay, so how do you break the cycle without regaining the weight? Practice saying yes sometimes, but not always. Okay, now try this and see what happens when you say yes. See, this is a pretty straightforward process of trial and error. Fair warning here, it may be uncomfortable at times. Okay, first say yes when you would normally say no because of your weight loss habits. Okay, for example, it could be maybe you say yes to eating birthday cake, skipping the gym to do something that sounds more fun, or having two glasses of wine with dinner, or could be staying out late with your friends, right? Do any of this too often, you will likely end up regaining the weight you lost. But these are also the types of experience that bring colors to your life. Avoid them completely and you may feel you are missing out and end up sliding into the challenge cycle again. So experiment with saying yes each time. Write down what happens, including how did you feel, would you do it again, why or why not, what did you learn. Okay, follow this practice for a couple of weeks. Eventually, you won't need to write down your reflections anymore, right? Each time you say yes to something, you will get a better feel for what's worth it and what's not. Okay, over time, it becomes a new skill that helps you better balance yes and no's. Okay, number two, reframe your habits. See, by the time many people reach their weight loss goals, they find themselves getting restless. They know how to stick to their food and exercise habits, but it is just not exciting, challenging, or interesting anymore. The result, they start to let their healthy habits slide. See, here's where a little reframing can make a world of difference. Okay, try the dial method. See, those habits that help you to reach your weight loss goal can be dialed up or down depending on what's going on in your life at that point in time. For instance, maybe your weight loss workout routine looked like number 6 on the exercise dial. Maybe 1 hour gym workouts per week plus a daily walk, right? But perhaps in order to accommodate this, you have to dial down in other areas of your life. It could be like a socializing, de-stressing routines, or even a sleep. See, one way to make a healthy living feel more exciting now that weight loss isn't your number one priority: play with the dials. Maybe you can dial down your nutrition habits slightly while dialing up your sleep habits. That might look like a meal preparing for just 3 days in a week instead of 7. Now you have more time to experiment with a restorative yoga routine before bed and waking up with the sun. Okay, see, that's just one example of virtually unlimited options. Finally, build self-trust, which is most important, right? Developing trust in yourself is a lifelong pursuit. It takes some time to develop, and no single experiment or no practice can necessarily get you there. Self-trust is the ultimate weight maintenance skill. In some ways, it is the ultimate life skill as well. But for lifelong weight maintenance and lifelong health maintenance, you have got to make the transition from having a regimented plan to facing an uncertain future without one. Okay? See, that requires something big: being more flexible in your thinking and trusting yourself to course correct as needed. Okay? Get ready to completely transform your body and boost your energy levels for life with my concise and to the point of free video training. And again, utilizing science-based personalized strategies, this training will help you to improve both your productivity and work-life balance. So click on the link below to watch the training now. If you like this content, please like and share. I will create more useful content for you in the coming days. Until next time, cheers, God bless, bye-bye.